Hello, friends, and welcome to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope this message will equip, encourage, and edify you in your journey of life. We'd love to connect with you. Please email us at info@coastlinecc.org. And for more information about our church and our services, visit coastlinecc.org. Now let's open our hearts and open God's Word.
And aren't you glad that Jesus is here? Emmanuel, God with us. Well, we are finishing up our Christmas sermon series, The People God Didn't Forget, about those kind of overlooked characters in the Christmas story. We've talked about the innkeeper. We've talked about Joseph, who was mentioned a lot, but not as much as maybe Mary or the shepherds, the wise men, things like that. What was the first week? The angel Gabriel we talked about. And this last week, this last sermon is on Simeon. Simeon, the wait was worth it. So go to Luke chapter 2. We'll read some scripture. We'll read the scripture today. We'll pray and we'll jump right in. And we'll be out of here in just a few. Thank you again for being in the house of God. And to our guests, thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm looking forward to what God has for us in the new year. Luke chapter 2 and verse 20. We'll start in verse 22, actually. We'll start in verse 22. We'll read all the way to verse 35. Follow along with me. We'll pray and jump right in. Luke chapter 2. And verse 22, this is after Jesus was born. We know those first 21 verses or so with the shepherds and the hillside and the baby and the manger and the swaddling clothes. And oftentimes, it's easy to overlook the rest of the chapter. Verse 22 says, "And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord." Luke 2, verse 23. "As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold," verse 25, "there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eye have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Simeon, the wait was worth it. This man who God kept alive until he could see the Messiah, waiting and waiting for the redemption of Israel, of God's people. And he was able to see it. Let's pray. We'll jump right into the message this morning. Father God, we love you. Thank you for a wonderful year in your house. All the memories, all the victories, all the miracles that we've seen you do in our church and in our lives personally. Bless this last sermon in this series. Give me strength, Lord, in my body, in my mind, in the words that I say. Thank you again for all that you do for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Nobody likes to wait. There is a kind of waiting that's very hard, very difficult. And then there's a kind of waiting that's exhausting. I'm not talking about waiting for a text message to come through from somebody, or waiting for a package, or even waiting in traffic, which I hate. I'm talking about waiting, a waiting with no end date. Waiting for God to answer. Waiting for things to change. Waiting for promises that feel like they've been sitting on hold year after year after year. Waiting long enough that people stop asking about it. But you still think about it every single day. And oftentimes in our lives and in those seasons of waiting for us, the most dangerous thought that can creep in from the enemy while you wait is this. Did God forget about me? And that's why Simeon matters. Because Simeon in the New Testament, in Luke chapter 2, and really in the story of Christmas, shows us what faith looks like when the promise is real, but the timing is unclear. Simeon waited and waited. Simeon wasn't just living in a moment. He lives in a season. And God didn't forget him. So we see there in Luke chapter 2, Mary and Joseph have brought Jesus to the temple. They brought him, which is customary to the law. This is just ordinary obedience that they're doing here. Nothing crazy. They're bringing him for the sacrifice to bring the holy to the child that's holy before the Lord, as the scripture, as the law of Moses had said. There's no angels singing. There's no shepherds showing up. Just parents doing what the law required. That's it. Nothing crazy out of the ordinary. And in the middle of that ordinary moment, God fulfills a lifetime promise to a man. This man is Simeon. We see it in verse 25. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. Simeon is introduced not by a title, but by his character, by who he was. He was a just man who was right with God. He was devout, serious about his faith. And he was waiting, living with expectation. He's an old man, but he wasn't bitter. He wasn't cynical. He was still waiting. Can I say this? Waiting doesn't have to turn you hard-hearted. Waiting does not have to make you cynical or bitter. Waiting is something that helps us grow. You can wait, listen, you can wait faithfully. You can wait faithfully. Do you believe that this morning, church? You can wait faithfully. Isaiah 40, 31 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Waiting is not wasted when it's done with God. When it's done with God. We see the man, Simeon, we see the promise that Simeon receives in verse 26. It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. This promise that he would not die until he had seen with his own eyes the Messiah. God gave Simeon a promise, not a timeline. Simeon may have thought this was going to happen a lot earlier in his life, but no, there's no date, there's no schedule, just assurance. You won't pass from this life until you see the Lord's Christ, until you see the Messiah, God's Messiah. No date, no schedule. Listen, God often tells us what without telling us when. Hey, listen, he called me and my wife and our family to plant Coastline Baptist Church. We moved, and we said, hey, I remember traveling on deputation around the country back in 2018 and early 2019, going to churches all over the country, saying, we're going to start Coastline Baptist Church. It's going to be great. God's going to bless it. It's going to be good. We're hoping to move out next fall, and then we get to June and July and August, and I still have a place to live on the Cape. And I'm still at churches, and they're like, where are you going to live? And I'm like, I don't know. Who knows? We're still looking. And I didn't know what was going to happen. I'm like, are we going to have to move in with my in-laws? I don't know how much they'd love that with four young boys in the house and one big boy. I'm like, this is not going to be good. And we waited and waited and just tried to trust the Lord. It was a stressful time. And God gave us a beautiful house out in West Yarmouth 2 weeks before we moved here. And then I said, listen, we're gonna get out there and we're going to find a building. We looked for a building and didn't find anything. And I'm like, what's going to happen? We're just going to sit around for a while until we find something? Well, then God opened up the door. We started right there in the house in the in-law apartment. Many of you were there for that. And then I said, 2020 is going to be our year, baby. We're going to have the best year in the church. We're going to grow. We're going to get a building. It's going to be great. And then COVID came. Listen, you don't know. God often tells us what he wants us to do or what's, but not when. No timeline. Faith is trusting God without demanding a deadline. That's faith. I'm trusting you. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't even know how it's going to happen. But God, I trust you. I give you my life. I give you my time. I give you my energy. Lord, I give you all of me. Do what you want with it. Habakkuk 2, verse 3 says, though it tarry, wait for it. Delayed doesn't mean denied. Just because you're still waiting on a promise doesn't mean that God has said no. Delayed doesn't mean denied. We see as we move through the passage, we see the day that God kept his word for Simeon, this promise. Verse 27, and he came by the Spirit into the temple. And this verse right here is easy to miss because it's just one phrase in the bigger picture. But it's everything. After all those years of Simeon's life waiting on a promise, Simeon is still listening to the Spirit of God in his life. Isn't that amazing? He could have got bitter. He could have got cynical. He just said, man, God promised me this, and I'm an old dude now, and nothing's happened. But still, it says he came by the Spirit into the temple. Simeon, at this age, waiting and waiting, is still listening to the Spirit. He's still sensitive. He's still obedient. He still just wants to do what God is calling him to do. And on that day, for Simeon, the Spirit leads him at just the right moment. Listen, some people, us included, me included, some people stop listening while they wait. In that waiting season, we get bored. We get a little bitter. We get a little upset. We get a little bent out of shape, and we quit listening. Simeon stayed led by the Spirit. If you stay sensitive, listen, church, if you stay sensitive to the Spirit of God, if you stay sensitive to God's voice in your heart and in your mind, hey, if you stay sensitive to what God is calling you to do, you won't miss your moment. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall, not might, he shall direct your path. This is, God kept his word. Because guess what happened? Verse 28. The moment of fulfillment for Simeon's promise from God. Verse 28. Then he took him up in his arms and blessed God. Simeon holds the baby Jesus, the Messiah, the promised Messiah. He holds the promise. Not an idea, not a concept of a Messiah or an idea. No, a baby. And what's great is his first response, Simeon's first response as he holds this baby isn't to be like, oh, look, he's finally here, our Messiah, the Savior. He's going to take us from the Roman rule and deliver us. No. His first response is worship. He holds the baby. He holds the promise. And it says he blessed God. When God finally moves in your life, worship keeps your heart right. It's easy to get cocky. It's easy to get prideful. Listen, praise prevents pride. Remember that. Praise prevents pride. When things finally start to move in your life, it's easy. Well, see, I told you. No. Praise prevents pride. Gratitude guards your joy. And Simeon, he finally had this fulfilled promise in his hands. And he didn't just try to explain it all and give all the answers. No. He worships. He blessed God. Verse 29, he says, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Not mine eyes have seen success or relief. No, mine eyes have seen in my own hands, in my own cradle, in my arms, mine eyes have seen salvation. Jesus, the baby Jesus in his arms there, didn't just fulfill Simeon's promise that one day he would see the Messiah before he died. No, he fulfilled God's promise to the world. John 1:29, when John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Jesus, listen, Jesus came to save sinners. He lived for us. He died for us. He rose again for us. And salvation is not something that you earn. It is something that you receive by grace through faith, not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. And we see as Simeon holds, he said, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation." Verse 33, we're finishing up here. It says, "And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him." As Simeon says, "Mine eyes have seen the salvation which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." This is the Messiah for everyone. In verse 33, Joseph and Mary are just amazed at what this guy is saying about their son. They know he's the Messiah. Verse 34, Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." We see Simeon as he's worshiping God, and hey, he's going to be a light. He also kind of gives a touch of reality here, a sobering reality. This is not going to be an easy life. You listen, you're blessed, Mary. You're blessed among women, but your life is not going to be easy. Salvation brings joy, but listen, it also brings cost. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to that have given their life to Jesus, and they expect life to now that they've given their life to Jesus to be easy. To be easy. No more problems. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great if we gave our heart to Jesus? Lord, I give you my life, and now the rest of my life, I never have to face another trial. I never again am tempted with sin. I'm never again tempted to cuss out the guy that just cut me off on 28. Wouldn't that be great? It doesn't work that way, does it? This life as a Christian is a challenging one. Oftentimes. Not just with the temptations of sin, but with the trials of life. As we are affected, every one of us, from the oldest, even unfortunately to the youngest in the room today, we are affected by the brokenness of this world, by this fallenness of this world, and we're affected and it hurts. And Simeon tells Mary, yes, you're blessed, but this is not going to be easy. Following Jesus, listen, and some of you have experienced this firsthand, following Jesus doesn't remove pain. It doesn't remove pain, but it gives purpose. And even suffering fits into God's plan. Think about that, church. Suffering fits into God's plan. Many of you have suffered greatly while trying to follow after Christ, while trying to live a just and holy life committed to God, and yet you still face heartache and loss and discouragement. But suffering fits into God's plan. Simeon waited his whole life to see Jesus. I doubt that Simeon lived a lot longer after he finally saw Christ. We don't know. He waited his whole life to see Jesus. And what's amazing is for us today, you don't have to wait another day. Romans 10:9 says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Salvation is as close as faith, right where you are today. We'll have a moment in just a minute where you can give your heart to Christ and say, "I believe you, Jesus. I trust you. I receive you. I believe you are who you say you are, and I give you my heart and life," and you can be saved today. But for the Christian today, some of you are still in a waiting season. You're still waiting for God to show up in your life with a specific circumstance. You're still waiting on God to keep his end of the promise. You're still waiting for God to answer that prayer, whether it be for health or finances or fill in the blank. A wayward child, a parent or a grandparent, maybe even something in your own life. You're waiting on God. Listen, Simeon waited and God remembered. Can I say this? Someone needs to hear this today. You need to hear it with your heart, not just your ears. God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. The people, the sermon series, the people that God didn't forget, the people God didn't forget were the ones who kept trusting while they waited. If God gave you a promise, and the scriptures are full of the promises of God. If God gave you a promise, He remembers. He remembers. 14 went under the waters and came back up just 2 weeks ago. And I can't help but go back and watch our little video we made of all the people getting baptized. And I talked to my wife about it later on that night and to others as well. I said, you know, I got saved and baptized at such a young age. I was like 9 years old. Didn't have much of a past at nine. You know, maybe I stole a cookie from the cookie jar once. That's about it. But what I noticed and what was so beautiful was as I watched the videos, I'm so glad we have someone, people recording them. You see, bring them under and then you bring them back up. And it's so symbolic, and you could see it in the faces of all of them that in their minds, we know that baptism isn't this magical thing. It's just water from the hose out front that we thankfully warmed up. Yes. But they came up out of that water and you saw this face of just the peace of God. Woo. Of life, of a changed life, of someone saying, Jesus changed me. He delivered me. He rescued me. There's one in particular I remember. They came up out of the water and they just gave this beautiful sigh of almost relief. And this, the most genuine smile you could ever see of just, and that's something that only Jesus can do. The peace that passes understanding. The peace that comes from a promise fulfilled. God's got you. Darren's got his sweatsuit on today. He got for Christmas probably. He says, God got me. It's true. He has not forgotten you. If God gave you a promise, he remembers. And one day, just like the heart of Simeon, you'll be able to say the wait was worth it. Amen. The wait was worth it. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. No one's looking around this morning. You're here today. You're waiting on a promise. God has not forgotten you.
Thank you again for listening to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope the message was an encouragement to your heart. Please connect with us through our website, coastlinecc.org, or on Facebook or Instagram. Send us a message, send us an email, and we'd love to connect with you. We'd also love if you could visit us for a Sunday morning service. You can find our address on our website, and our services start at 10 a.m. Our mission at Coastline is simply this: to know Jesus deeply and to show Jesus daily. I hope that we've helped you do that in your life today. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.